Tracy Morgan with It's Your Turn. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. For the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about your digital afterlife, if you will. If you've ever thought about that, if you're on Facebook or if you have a bank account in particular, we're going to focus on the finances today. With us is Hillel Presser. He's actually an asset protection lawyer, I guess we could call him. He's also the author of Financial Self-Defense. He's with the Presser Law Firm. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Why is this so important for us to think about it? I don't think that we really sit down and think about our digital afterlife because we don't really want to admit that someday we're not going to be here.
Well, you know, our law firm helps people with both asset protection and estate planning. And essentially what asset protection is people work hard for their money, and while they're alive, we want to make sure that we protect it, because you can work your whole life to obtain funds, but one lawsuit, one car accident, one slip and fall, one divorce can take everything away. So we want to make sure that our clients are protected from everyone, every time. In regards to estate planning, we want to make sure that when they pass away, all of their assets go where they want them to go, quickly, privately, and cheaply. And probably the biggest thing that we see is that when people are talking to us about their assets, they talk to us about their business, their home, their stocks and bonds, but they never talk about their digital media, their digital assets. And their digital assets can be worth far more than their other assets. You know, they might have domain names or intellectual property like phone numbers or email addresses that are worth a lot of money. They might have Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google Plus accounts where they've built up thousands of fans for their businesses. Online photos, online music, online movies, you know, usernames and passwords. You know, there's so many digital assets, and unfortunately, people just never think of them in today's day and age.
New for lawyers that they have to undertake? I know there's always new things coming to you that you have to learn about. And the computers, of course, and the internet have been out there for so many years now. But is this something that's evolving for you and your clients? Because in my age, I would have never thought of this, to go to a lawyer and say, help me out with this.
Yeah, it's definitely a new topic. And obviously, as time goes on, you know, more and more lawyers will hopefully get wind of it. And there'll be a lot of other services and companies out there to help you. You know, some of the things that, you know, I tell my clients to do, and again, you know, as time evolves, you know, the options will evolve, but you know, there's services out there that you can pay and retain, and you tell them where you want your digital assets to go when you pass away, and they will take care of that for you. You know, another alternative is go to a trusted advisor, maybe a friend, a relative, a lawyer, a financial advisor, a CPA. You know, give them a list of all your usernames and passwords to hold for your beneficiaries and loved ones, and then in the will, you can put who you want to get your digital assets and where they should go to get all the information. If you do take that route, you do need to be careful about what you put in the will, because it could become public record.
So what do we do then? If I go to you, what am I supposed to keep secret? What am I supposed to keep public?
Well, you know, you don't need to keep anything secret or public from the lawyer or the trusted advisor, obviously, as long as you trust him. But what I'd put, if you're actually going to put it in a will, is say which beneficiary, which loved one you want to leave your digital assets to, and who they should speak to about it. But I wouldn't go into what the digital assets are, you know, usernames and passwords. That I would leave with the trusted advisor.
Happens when I forget what I've signed up with? I mean, if you go into LinkedIn every day, if you go into Facebook every day, those are top of mind. But what about those accounts that I may have signed up with 5 years ago, and I just have not used them, and now they're just out there?
Well, you know, the first two steps I tell my clients to do before they do anything is, first and foremost, educate yourself. You know that there are things you can do, steps that you can take. And for any of your listeners today, if they go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, if they fill out the contact us form, long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free copy of our latest book. So, number one, educate yourself. Number two is, you have to inventory what you have. You know, so many people have much more than what they think they have. So you really need to make an effort to write down every username, every password, every secret question answer, and take inventory of what you have. Because if you don't even know you have it, certainly when you pass away, a loved one's not going to know you have it. And we all know how tough it is that if we forget a username and password, you know, we have to try and get the answers, you know, from the companies. Well, just imagine how tough and time-consuming and costly it could be for someone trying to explain to the company that you're supposed to get this information, although it's not even your account and the real owner is dead.
And bank accounts in particular, I would think, are a real concern for people who are, well, not for those who have passed away, but left behind, if you will.
Yeah, and, you know, that kind of brings us to another area. You know, what we've been talking about right now is how do you protect your assets, you know, including your digital assets while you're alive from lawsuits? You know, how do you pass on your digital assets to your loved ones when you pass away? But you bring up an excellent point. You know, in today's digital economy, we all have checking accounts and saving accounts and credit cards that get pinged every month for electric, water bills, mortgages, cell phones, etc. You know, if your loved ones don't have the username and passwords to turn off those accounts, they're going to be drained and there's going to be nothing left.
Is there any other way that we need to prepare when we're talking about our bank accounts, if we're preparing for that digital afterlife, other than just going to a loved one and say, this is what my password is, you know, can you shut everything off when I'm dead? Is there anything else that we need to do?
You know, it's just really important, you know, to have your intentions explained. I think the last time I checked, the stats were something like 7 out of 10 Americans die without an estate plan or a will or trust. And, you know, if one thing is guaranteed in life, it's death. So, although it's not a subject that you probably want to run and talk to someone about, you have to do it, because if you don't, it's just going to be emotional, expensive, and time-consuming for your loved ones. And the last thing you want to do, instead of leaving a nice legacy, is leave a problem.
Talking about preparing for your digital afterlife today, of course, the book that's already been referred to is Financial Self-Defense. Again, if you mention the show and you go on to assetprotectionattorneys.com, and how many people are you taking there?
Whoever comes, as long as they mention your show, assetprotectionattorneys.com, we will send them a free book.
Very good. And we're talking to Mr. Presser. He's with the Presser Law Firm, and right now focusing on the bank accounts. You talk about joint bank accounts for a moment, if you will. Does that cause a problem when we're trying to shut those down, or what if we have a loved one, our partner, that has passed on?
Well, it's going to depend on how you own the bank account, because just because it's joint, there's a lot of different ways you can own it. You can own it joint tenancy with right of survivorship, tenants by entirety. So joint, you know, is just a category. There's a lot of subcategories under it. But it actually can make it easier. Again, depending on how it's titled, and you need to see, you know, an asset protection attorney or an estate plan attorney to make sure it's done correctly. But depending how it's titled, if it's joint, it might make it easier. Because if you have two people's name on the account and then one passes away, the other one will have access. What you have to be careful about from an asset protection point of view is that if one of those people gets sued and both of their names are on the account, then the creditor of the person getting sued might be able to tap into the money of both of them. So again, you know, there's always advantages, there's always disadvantages, and there's no one-size-fits-all. You have to see what's going to be right for your situation.
Do we have to have certification of the death of our loved one in order to be able to take them off an account online?
Yeah, every company is different, but certainly that's going to be helpful. And even to take it a step further, you know, a lot of companies, and again, everyone has their own privacy policies and rules and regulations, but a lot of companies won't even allow you to transfer your accounts. So unless you have those username and passwords, when they find out someone's dead, they're not going to transfer it. And I always like to give the example of, you know, a father who's built up a business, and it could be any business, just talk about a car wash. And maybe he spent the last 10, 15 years and he has a lot of good comments and fans on social media. Well, when he passes away and, you know, leaves the business to the son might either want to operate it or sell it. Well, regardless, you know, if he doesn't have access to those accounts, he's going to lose a lot of business from all those fans and good comments that his father's built up over the last decade or so. Further, if he ever wants to sell the business, you know, that social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or whatever it is, could be a huge asset and go towards the value of the goodwill of the company, and he might not get nearly as much for the company.
That was that financial assets that you're talking about. I find that interesting, because I would have never thought about being worth more online than in person, if you will.
Yeah, well, you know, it just brings us back to, I think it was back in 2000 or so. I mean, you know, people were selling domain names for literally millions and millions of dollars, you know, whether it was candy.com or property.com, and, you know, I'm just making these up. But,
sure,
you know,
mm-hmm.
all these online digital assets have value, whether it's to the business or to potential other businesses. I mean, the example I always like to give is, what happens if you have a business and all of a sudden your phone started ringing to your competitor? I mean, that phone number that you have is an asset.
Can you talk about about identity theft for a moment. When we're alive, it's a concern. Online, it seems to be a bigger concern. It just seems to be easier for thieves to be able to get your information because we're all online. Can you, you talk about identity theft when we're gone? Is that a bigger issue for us?
You know, it's a big issue, alive and dead. You know, unfortunately, well, fortunately, you know, the internet brought us a lot of great things, and we have a lot of information literally within seconds at the tips of our fingers. But with every advantage comes disadvantages, and because everything's so public, and because you can find all these information on these different accounts like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, and go on and on for hours, you know, it makes it easier for these hackers and these identity thieves to steal your identity, whether you're alive or you're dead. So, you know, again, unfortunately, you know, with the great advantages that come with the internet are the bad ones. There are companies out there that, you know, monitor, you know, they monitor your credit score, what loans are being taken out, credit cards. So it's always wise to sign up for one of those companies, but unfortunately, you just, you know, there's nothing you can do. You know, if someone's out to get you, you know, the information's usually there.
There's no real expiration date that you can put on something now, is there? I mean, if I sign up for something now, can I put an expiration of it in like 5-10 years?
You know, very rarely. There are a few companies that offer that service, but they're very, very few and far between. Now, again, that doesn't mean 10 years from now things won't change, but again, because it's such a new topic, people are just starting to learn about it.
Services out there that will search where you are online, because maybe you have forgotten about the XYZ thing that you signed up 5 years ago with.
Yeah, there's definitely services out there that search that, and again, you know, before you hire any of these companies, you just have to make sure that you do your due diligence. You know, you want to ask the right questions. How long have you been around? You know, how many people have you helped? You know, what percent effective rate do you have? What are the charges? You know, you just want to make sure that you do a lot of due diligence up front and know what you're getting for the price that you're paying.
Tell us more about your website. What can we find on assetprotectionattorneys.com?
Well, yeah, the website is www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, and you can literally find a wealth of information. There's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of educational information. There's a lot of information about asset protection. It'll literally tell you how to protect everything you own from everyone every time. There's a lot of information about estate planning, wills, trusts, durable powers of attorney, healthcare surrogates, etc. Talks about how to, you know, different types of entities, LLCs, limited partnerships, trusts, literally anything and everything you would need to know from both an asset protection and an estate planning point of view. And again, if any of your listeners, when they go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, if they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free copy of the new book.
One more question for you, too. When we talk about our digital world, I always wonder, when we go onto certain websites and we put our name and then our address and maybe one more piece of information, and then find out, after we've clicked a few buttons, that the service is a pay service, and then we decide not to go forward with it, does that company still have our information, or did we just not finalize the process?
Let me take it a couple steps back. Forget filling out any information. If you literally just go to a page, they already have your information. Now, not necessarily your name or your phone number or your address, but they have your IP address, and then they can use that to spam you with ads. So by merely going to some website, not even going to their website, you can just type in terms, and then the companies can already know how to spam you.
So is that going to financially affect us, or does it, when it financially affects us, is it when we actually finish the process of paying for their service?
Correct. Yeah, it's not going to financially affect you. You know, what it does is companies pay to advertise. So, for example, you know, if you go to someone's website or if you type in, you know, buy a pool in Google or something like that, you know, they can see that you either visit a pool website or that you were looking, you know, you typed in Google to buy a pool, and then all of a sudden a week later you might see ads start popping up about buying a pool. That's because they have all of your information. Now, again, it's not your contact information, but it's your IP information. So if you don't want to get spammed with all those ads, you want to clear all the cookies after all of your, you know, browsing history.
In our last minute together, I'm going to ask you to close down our show, if you will, in just reminding people the importance of planning ahead for our digital afterlife, if you will.
You know, people spend a whole life making money so they can retire, pass it on to their kids, donate it to a charity. You know, what I tell my clients is for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it, because you can be ready to retire and one lawsuit, one car accident, one slip and fall could take everything away. And listen, unfortunately, at some point we're all got to go. So we want to make sure that we plan in advance for it, you know, put the proper wills, estate planning documents, trust together, and make it easy for your loved ones. Again, the website's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. A lot of great information, and if they want a copy of our newest book, just let us know they heard about us on your show.
Mr. Presser with the Presser Law Firm, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.